Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds of Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuf, Nine Round Nutrition Coach, two times best-selling author and CEO and founder of King Katuf, King Katuf Nutrition, and a virtual gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com. That's the number 9round.com. Folks, how are you doing today? I hope you are having a fantastic day. So the title of this podcast, approach your nutrition like you approach your workouts. Approach your nutrition like you approach your workouts. Well, what are we really talking about here? You know, over the years, I've been in this industry really for a lifetime, been very fortunate to have worked with many, many individuals around the world, literally personally have coached thousands of individuals from all around the world, 30-plus states in the United States, 10-plus countries. And over that time, I hear a lot of similar things from individuals. For example, let's obviously look at the nine-round workout itself. If they're like, oh, man, Rick, I love my nine-round workout. I'm so good about going to my nine-round workouts. I'm really consistent. I'm there, you know, three, four, five, six times a week, every week. I don't miss. Oh, man, but Rick, my nutrition, I'm just having such a hard time. I don't eat right. I work out so well, but I know I'm not getting the results, and I know I'm not eating right. But, oh, man, I love my workouts, and I follow my workouts perfectly. But, oh, man, having so much trouble, so many challenges with the nutrition, right? So we hear a lot of these things said in many different ways. And let's kind of peel the layers of this onion back and figure out, okay, what is it with the nutrition? Why is it just nutrition in general? Why can it be so challenging for individuals? Well, you know, I think individuals all have their personal thoughts on why they're challenged by it. And you know, some recurring themes that we hear is, it, you know, eating right takes time. It takes effort. It takes energy, which, yes, it does, no doubt about it. You know, people understandably want results yesterday, but eating right and getting results, body transformation, athletic performance improvement, whatever it may be, takes time, takes effort, takes energy, takes patience. And, you know, individuals seem to stay fairly focused for sometimes a short amount of time, and then boom, it's gone. But again, the focus on the workout seems to be very consistent. But why is the focus on the nutrition not as consistent? And why is the mindset towards the nutrition so different from the workout? Let's use some other examples. There may be a number of exercises in a nine-round workout that individuals, mentally, physically, whatever, are challenged by. Maybe it's burpees. Maybe it's push-ups. Maybe it's squats or jump squats. Maybe the speed bag, right? Maybe people are challenged by all this. But here's the interesting thing. You know, I'll hear people say, oh, man, Rick, I just hate burpees. Oh. But they do them. They do them, and they go back for more. They might despise an exercise. They might not like it simply because it hurts. It's this love-hate relationship at the end of the day. Yes, there's more love than hate. But, oh, man, it hurts. It's uncomfortable. But, hey, that's what I'm instructed to do, whether it's during one of my 3-minute rounds or the 30 seconds in between rounds. Oh, I got to do burpees again. Here we go. Or mountain climbers are, oh, my gosh, my legs are toast, and now they're asking me to do jump squats. Or, oh, my gosh, my abs are so sore from the last few workouts, and now I have to do sit-ups. But guess what? You do it, right? You go back for more. You stare fear right in the face, and you run towards it. You don't run away from the fear. You run towards it, right? You go back for more. No matter how much you are challenged by an exercise, no matter how much your comfort zone is being stretched by a workout or an exercise at nine round, no matter how much you may dislike a certain exercise, guess what? You still do it, and you do it again and again And again, you go back for more the next day and the next day and the next day. You don't look for shortcuts. You don't look for other avenues. You don't look for replacement exercise. You just do it. You just kind of say, I'm going to suck it up and I'm going to do it. This hurts, but I'm going to do it. My comfort zone is stretched, but I'm going to do it. Physically, I don't feel like I can, but I'm going to do it. Because at the end of the day, you realize that physically, by doing these exercises, no matter how much you're challenged by them, no matter how much you may dislike a certain exercise, you know that in time, it's going to benefit you. It's going to produce results, right? Folks, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. Bring that same vim and vigor. Bring that same fight. Bring that same determination. Bring that same focus that we just discussed and bring it to the nutrition. But there's always going to be whining and complaining with the nutrition, right? People aren't whining. They might whine and complain about the workout, but they still do it. But they still do it, and they go back for more because they know they really do like it. It's that love-hate relationship, but they love it. They love it. They love it. They love the pain. They love the discomfort. They go back for more. So guess what? We've got to bring that same I'll-do-whatever-it-takes mentality towards the nutrition. All too often, though, that's not what happens. That mindset is not brought to the nutrition table. It's whining. It's excuses. Oh, my gosh, this is harder. Oh, I don't have time to eat before workout. Oh my gosh, that takes too much time to prepare. Oh my gosh, eating right is so hard. Oh, I have food cravings, right? It's just excuse after excuse after excuse. You don't make excuses about your workout. You just dig deep. You roll up those sleeves. You put on that hard hat. You grab that lunch pail and you go to work, right? And you go to work. Well, that's what we need to do with the nutrition. We've got to approach it in the exact same way, folks. We've got to roll up those sleeves. We got to put on that hard hat. We got to grab that lunch pail. We got to go to work. And guess what? We at Nine Round Nutrition have taken the thinking out of this process for you. We have done the work. We have done the heavy lifting for you. All you need to do, folks, is follow the plan. And yes, just like the workout, there's going to be parts of the Nine Round Nutrition that are going to be uncomfortable. Your comfort zone is going to be stretched. Okay, it's going to be a different thought process. Yes, it's different from what you did before, because obviously what you did before wasn't working, especially if your goals are body transformation and you aren't getting the results, right? Yes, it's going to be different. Yes, there's going to be change. Yes, we're going to turn your world of nutrition upside down. But guess what? All of that parallels exactly what you are doing at your nine-round workout, right? The nine-round workout turned your workout world upside down when you first started, but guess what? You didn't run from it. You didn't get so sore the next day that you never went back. You went back. You went back for more. You were sore, but guess what? You went back for more. You stared that fear right in the face. You got uncomfortable, but you went back for more. Bring that same attitude, bring that same mentality towards your nine-round nutrition. Don't run from it. Run towards it. Yes, there's going to be parts that are going to be uncomfortable. Yes, you're going to be eating carbohydrates. Yes, you're going to be eating a nice blend of carbohydrate, protein, and fats. Yes, you're going to be eating at a higher frequency than you normally do. Absolutely. Yes, there's going to be a lot of change. It may be literally we are completely gutting what you're doing currently with your nutrition. Absolutely. That's change. That's the stretch of the comfort zone. That's when it gets uncomfortable. That's when it, quote-unquote, is going to hurt a little bit. But guess what? Just like you do with your nine-round workout, you don't run from it. You run towards it. You go back for more, okay? That's going to be the key to the success of your nine-round nutrition. So whether your goals revolve around body transformation, improved overall health and fitness, improved athletic performance, or any combination of those two or three elements, right, all of these principles are going to hold true. So here's what I want you to do. As you start to follow nine-round nutrition, and just in general, if nutrition has been a challenge for you, if nutrition has been a struggle for you over the years, that's okay. I'm okay with that, right? That's the way it's been. That's all right. We're gonna change that, okay? When you start to feel challenged with your nine-round nutrition, when you start to feel uncomfortable, when you start to feel a little bit squirrely, like, oh, my gosh, this is tough. I don't know. It's taking a lot of work. Takes a lot of time. Takes a lot of effort. Takes a lot of energy. All I want you to do is step back. Take a deep breath. Let's make a direct correlation to the workout. Direct correlation. I want you to find that exercise or that workout at 9 Round that challenges you, that challenges you mentally, that challenges you physically, that stretches your comfort zone, the one that makes you roll your eyes, go, oh my gosh, not more of these, whatever these are, burpees, push-ups, jump squats, dumbbells, kettlebells, speed bag, heavy bag, whatever it may be, right? And ask yourself, what have I done in that situation? What am I going to do the next time that situation arises? What am I going to do the next time I'm at 9 Round and burpees seem to be my nemesis, but guess what? They're calling for burpees, and they're calling for burpees at every 30-second station. Think of that, 9 of them, 9 by 30 seconds, you're going to be doing burpees, all right? Guess what? I know what your answer is going to be. You're going to do them. You're going to do them. No matter how much eye-rolling you do, I don't like these, that you do. You're going to do them. I have no doubt you're going to do them. Why? Because you know that in time and over time, you are going to get the results from a strength perspective that you're looking for, right? These are going to benefit you. No matter how challenging they may be right now, you're going to do them. You're not going to stop. You're not going to stand there. You're not going to sit on the ground for 30 seconds and revolt against your nemesis burpee. Heck no, you're going to stare that burpee fear right in the face. You're going to stare fear right in the face, and you're going to go right towards it, right? You're going to knock it out. Well, that's the same approach. That's the same attitude. That's the same mentality that you want to have when you start to get uncomfortable every time with your nutrition. When it's, I don't like this, I don't want this, it's, that's a lot of meals and snacks, that's a lot of calories, that's a lot of carbohydrates, I can't eat that much, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Step back, deep breath, how am I going to handle this in my workout? Oh yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because it's prescribed for me. I'm going to my 9-round workout for a reason. I'm going to do it exactly as prescribed. Well, guess what? That's the same answer. That's the same response we need with the 9-round nutrition. That is, of course, if you're looking for meaningful and sustainable results for a lifetime, which I know you are. Okay, that's why you're doing this. You're not just looking for a quick change and then a reverse of all that, because that's not going to work. That's not meaningful. That's not sustainable. So think about that. Think about how you approach the suffering. We'll call it suffering in a workout, right? Because workouts are tough. They're great, and we love it, right? It's interesting how we as humans approach our workouts. They're not easy. They're not meant to be easy. If they were easy, everybody would be doing them, but they're not, okay? It's not meant to be easy. It's meant to stretch our comfort zone mentally and physically, right? Trying to maintain that green and yellow heart rate zone, right? So we're trying to stay really focused there. We have an exercise or a workout that challenges us. We're going to suck it up. We're going to do it. We're going to get it done no matter how challenging it may be. That approach, I cannot tell you, folks, when that mindset with the workout, 9-round workout, and that mindset, same mindset, with the 9-round nutrition comes together and those two worlds collide and those two worlds meet, I'm going to tell you right now, look out. Look out, because you are going to hit an entirely new level of success. Are you ready for that? I know you are. But that's what it's going to take. We cannot compartmentalize our mindset towards our 9-round workout and compartmentalize our 9-round mentality to our 9-round nutrition. But if they're separate and especially different, the two worlds aren't coming together. And that's why we're not going to get the results that we desire. So that mindset during your 9-round workout of, I'm going to do whatever it takes. I may not enjoy every exercise. I may not love every exercise, but I'm going to do it because I know it's going to benefit me and I'm tough. Now I'm going to stare that fear in the face. I'm going to run towards it. I'm not going to run away from it. No different with 9-round nutrition. No different. Every meal, every snack, every pre-workout meal, we have to fuel that body right away upon awakening, and every 2.5 to 3.5 hours thereafter, all throughout the day. No matter how big of a change that is from what you're currently doing, no matter how much that challenges you mentally and physically, just ask yourself, how would I approach this level of discomfort that I'm feeling during my 9-round workout? How would I approach this level of discomfort that I'm feeling right now with this nutrition? How would I approach that during my 9-round workout? And you know what your answer is? You're going to do it. You're going to do it because it's prescribed for you. So let's rock and roll, folks. Until next time, make today a great day.